Phoenix Audio presents.
The Killer's Game by J. R. Bonasanga. The clinic was in a low-slung, nondescript building at the corner of LaSalle and Huron. And the gunmetal Chicago sky was just starting to look threatening as Joseph Riley Flood arrived for his 9 a.m. appointment. He went inside and gave his name to the receptionist. She directed him into a small examination room just off the lobby. Joe sat down on a cold laminate chair and stewed for a moment, wanting to be anywhere else. Arms folded, thick shoulders straining the seams of his houndstooth sport coat, he had the air of a hard-ass coach about him. An old jock whose muscles had congealed into hard fat, whose ruddy complexion and henna-brown hair were getting grayer every day. He still had the smile, though. The killer, Irish smile. Trouble was, Joe hadn't been smiling very much lately. Just a couple of weeks ago, he had suffered through his 50th birthday, and it had put a real zap on his head. Joe didn't like the ring of 50 years old one little bit. A nurse materialized out of nowhere and started prepping Joe's arm for the needle. She told him she needed to take another sample of his blood. They did that already, Joe informed her. Who? She said. Folks at the hospital, he answered. I understand that, she said. This is for follow-up. Follow-up for what? Joe asked her, wishing he had never contacted the Sawbones in the first place. Joe's bladder had been getting weaker and weaker over the years and had just recently gotten so bad that he was getting up every freaking hour to piss in the night. Last week, he finally broke down and called the Kagan Clinic. They had him come in immediately.